Luke, I'll start by asking you a question very specific to the year 2020. Do you have a sense for how people's preoccupation with the pandemic and COVID-19 might have caused them to forget to be bear aware?
You know, this year we have seen a big change in all of our lives. A lot of people are staying at home a lot more, and that actually has led to a lot of people being, at least as we've seen so far, a little more bear aware. They have a little more time to make sure the attractants around their home are taken care of, and they're also at their homes more, and so they're seeing bears and other wildlife throughout the day that they might not see normally. And so we've been getting, you know, quite a few calls with people that are, you know, they're seeing these bears and they're letting us know. And so that's been good. But then there is, you know, there's the stress that people are going through and all of that. And I'm sure that is leading to some people not, you know, taking care of the things that they do need to take care of to keep their home bear safe. But so far it's actually been a positive thing.
Now, the bears in the Four Corners came out of hibernation maybe about a month and a half ago. What kind of numbers are you seeing for human-bear interactions in this very unusual year for humans?
It has been normal numbers. It's starting to increase, and that's normal. So, you know, usually we'll get a couple bear sightings end of April, beginning of May, and then it'll just continue to be an upswing all the way through the summer. And so right now we're seeing a very average amount of calls and bear interactions. You know, last year we had a surprisingly high number of bear interactions this time of year. We didn't really know why. We couldn't pinpoint one specific issue. But this year is looking like a very normal year.
Luke, it's your job to make people in the Durango area more bear aware. And one of the key ways that people can reduce human-bear interactions is using bear-resistant trash cans. How is the messaging going to get people to adopt those cans, you know, in the middle of a pandemic?
It's going well. You know, a big part of my job is going around and we try to canvas areas. And so, we pay attention to where we're getting bear calls and where we're seeing more activity. And then I will go out sometimes just by myself or with volunteers, and we'll try to distribute information to people and identify attractants and get people to start to take care of those, those issues. And that has been harder this year because, we don't want to be going around and doing too much interaction with the public. And so we've been relying on other things. We're making videos we're going to try to get a video out every week. And we'll go through things like bear-proofing your home. We'll go through different deterrents that we can help people with. But we still are going to people's properties. You know, if someone has issues with bears, we will still go out. We're just not doing it in the volume that we normally would.
Now, at this stage in the bear's waking cycle, they've been out of hibernation for, long enough that their eating habits are fairly normal. But come autumn, that changes, of course. Now, autumn's still some months away, but we know that bears really want to pack on the calories before they go into hibernation. What can property owners do to prepare for that now, here in June?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the biggest things are always going to be trash and bird feeders. Any time of the year, a bear would love to get into your trash, would love to get into your bird feeders. So securing those is huge. As landowners are starting to prepare for later, the fall season and the hyperphagia that the bears start to go into when they're trying to pack on those pounds, they can start thinking about what is going to be blooming, what fruit trees they have, if they have a bunch of oak brush that's going to be producing a lot of acorns, or if they have a bunch of choke cherry plants around their home or on their property, they can start thinking about maybe moving those or cutting those back. You know, if your house is surrounded by choke cherries, chances are that's going to bring a bear in. If your house is surrounded by an orchard, you can think about maybe starting to get an electric fencing set up. And so different things like that are going to help people this fall as we get into that season.
Bears sometimes experience what's called food failure years, where a key part of their diet and the natural ecosystem isn't available through weather conditions or other, factors. What's this year look like? We had an early hard freeze in mid-October. We've had recently chilly weather even within the past week. How's the Bears' food supply looking this year?
So far, it's looking okay. The freezes that we had this week, we're still waiting to see the effects on the vegetation. We go out and we do what we call mast surveys, and that's basically we go out and we try to hike around and do visual surveys of the vegetation. We're mainly looking at gamble oak and choke cherries and service berries, and we try to look at where those have been burnt off by the frost. So some years we'll get a freeze, like last year was one of these years where we had a mosaic freeze. So it wasn't like, you know, a whole elevation gradient was taken out by that that frost. It was patchy. And so even though we had some late season freezes last year, the Bears actually did okay. It wasn't a really bad bear conflict year. This year we're waiting to see what these last few freezes have done to the vegetation. We're hoping that everything, will still produce, but we don't know yet.
Luke, state wildlife officials conducted a six-year-long study of bears in the Durango area, and the findings were released just a few years ago. And they noted that there was a 50% decrease in female bear populations during that six-year study period, which also included a food failure year in 2012. So now today, how are bear populations, particularly females, doing?
Yes, yeah. As far as we have seen, the bear populations are rebounding well. It is hard for sows with cubs. They have to provide not only for themselves, but then take care of those cubs. And so it's a lot harder for them to make it, especially on a food failure year. And we do see that if we have multiple food failure years in a row. But right now, our bear populations are very healthy. They're increasing rapidly, actually, in this area. We have one of the higher bear populations in Colorado, down here in Southwest Colorado. And so we are seeing them to rebound now.
Any other takeaways from that bear study that guide your work today?
Absolutely. What the study did was it confirmed what we knew for quite a while, is that human food sources are altering bear behavior. And so with that study, we were able to have definitive data that shows that. And with that study, they started to replace a lot of the trash cans around town, the residential trash cans, with bear-proof trash cans. And they showed that when they did that, the areas that had those bear-proof trash cans, or bear-resistant trash cans is a better word, actually saw about a 50% decrease in bear activity, bear-human interactions in those areas. And so that's something we're continuing to pursue and work with. The goal would be to have, the entire county to have bear-proof trash cans. Unfortunately, outside of the Durango area, the city limits, there are different commercial providers for those trash cans. And so we are part of a bear working group. It's the CPW, Bear Smart Durango, the Good Food Collective, and some of the trash companies actually are part of that bear working group as well. And so we're actively working with them to provide citizens with bear resistant trash cans. And so, hopefully soon, every year we're getting more out, but hopefully soon the vast majority of people in the area will have bear resistant trash cans.
Great, Luke. Is there anything else you wanted to address that I maybe didn't ask in a question?
The only thing I would like to say is just please call us early. So that's the biggest thing, is a lot of times when we get calls about bear issues that people are having, it's after they've seen this bear for a few weeks or at least a few days. But the earlier people can call us, the better chance we have at hazing that bear away, getting that bear to leave that property and not cause more issues for those people. And so if people can call us right off the bat, and even if it's just a sighting, we actually have a new system where we enter every single bear sighting and interaction into, and it helps us track how bears are moving through the area a lot better. And then it helps me with my job as the education coordinator to know, if I need to focus my efforts in one area or another. And so that really helps us a lot. And we appreciate everything the community is doing to be bear smart and bear safe.
That's Luke Clancy. He's the Bear Education Coordinator for Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Durango office. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.